FM 96.7, music from Melissa Manchester. Thief of Hearts, 26 past 7 this morning, and 20 is the temperature at the Weather Center. Just the day after Christmas. Christmas, kind of a weird holiday. If you think about it, we celebrate an event that happened in Bethlehem by writing letters to the North Pole to get gifts made in Taiwan.
At Shule Furniture tomorrow for 12 hours, a $6 million half-price sale. All living room groups, all dinettes, all bedroom sets, all tables and lamps, half price. Shule's in Orange is closed today, getting ready for the $6 million half-price sale tomorrow.
It's a good morning. It's a good time for a sausage biscuit McDonald's kind. They roll out the dough fresh every day. Then I just drive through and I'm on my way. That's my biscuit. Can't wait to bite that sizzling sausage seasoned just right. That's my biscuit. Crack a fresh egg. Love that sausage with fresh grade A. That's my biscuit. I just can't lose when I drive right up to McDonald's drive-thru. That's my biscuit. And it's a good time for the great taste of McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
I don't know if you read it this past week, but the Chinese have found a million-year-old whale bone. Ross, it's an amazing thing, but the Japanese government now is really upset. They're really steamed because they found out that a whale died of natural causes.
Up Buttercup, FM 96.7. It's now 7:13, time for news. Here's John Lee.
Good morning. The current temperature is 20 degrees. It's going to be sunny today with a high temperature between 45 and 50. At least 20 people died on Virginia's roads over the long Christmas holiday weekend. That's according to the Virginia State Police. That compares to just 7 deaths during the 3-day Christmas holiday in 1983. On Christmas Eve, a Florida man died when his car drove off the left side of Route 250 near Interstate 64 in Albemarle County. A memorial service is scheduled for Friday for Ray Ernest Dilley Jr., a former editor of four Virginia newspapers. Dilley died Sunday in Maryland at the age of 56. He had served in editorial capacities for the Daily Progress in Charlottesville, the Journal Messenger in Manassas, and the Piedmont Virginian and Rappahannock News in Northern Virginia. Several weeks ago, Phil Odebert had a chance to interview Madison County School Board Superintendent Alan Heiner, who's leaving Madison County at the end of the school year. Here's the second of a four-part series based on that conversation.
After 9 years as superintendent of Madison County Schools, Alan Heiner is taking a job in 1985 to be superintendent of the Harrisonburg City School System. About the same time that the announcement was made, Heiner and the Madison School Board were involved in a controversy concerning an experimental educational program at Waverly Yowell Middle School. A group of parents are calling for more back-to-basics education and less experimental education. Also, earlier this year, Heiner was hospitalized briefly, and Radio Orange News asked him what role these two developments may have played in his decision to move.
It absolutely has nothing to do with any kind of either health problem on my part, or with regard to the recent inquiries and concerns raised by a small group of parents concerning Waverly Yale. In fact, I view that as a healthy opportunity for us to look at ways of enhancing our program.
Alan Heiner added that he feels the middle school program is still, in his words, educationally sound and valid, and he feels the recent concerns expressed about the experimental educational programs will serve to strengthen the system in the end. In our next installment, we'll talk about what achievements Alan Heiner is the most proud of in the past 9 years. I'm Phil Odebert for Radio Orange News.
Get a lifetime movie club membership, including 12 free movie rentals for just $29.95 from Cinema Plus and Orange. That's right, a lifetime Cinema Plus movie club membership plus 12 free movie rentals for the unbelievable low price of $29.95. Hurry today, Cinema Plus, Main Street, Orange.
Should Virginia have a statewide lottery? Virginia Beach Delegate Billy O'Brien thinks so, and he'll introduce lottery legislation in the General Assembly again this year. In past years, legislators have seen O'Brien's lottery bill as a losing number and voted it down. But O'Brien says 1985 may be different.
I think the fact that West Virginia's passed it certainly is gives a little impetus towards it. In other words, we're almost surrounded by states now that have this lottery.
O'Brien says the revenue raised from a lottery is needed for education. Opponents say a state lottery is only inviting corruption. A Lorton Reformatory inmate critically burned in an explosion at the prison 3 weeks ago has died. Washington Hospital Center officials say 25-year-old Anthony Johnson died Monday night of respiratory failure. Johnson, who was serving a 6-year sentence for burglary and car theft, suffered second and third degree burns over 86% of his body in the explosion and fire at Youth Center No. 1 on December 6th. Authorities believe the explosion was caused by a seeping methane gas that ignited in a dormitory. Another inmate, 26-year-old Arthur Moody, who was burned in a similar explosion December 3rd, remains at the hospital center where he's listed in fair condition. The Lorton Reformatory serves D.C., but is located in Fairfax County. And what does Charlottesville have in common with Princeton, New Jersey, and Grass Valley, Nevada City, California? Money Magazine says it's a pocket of prosperity, which offers impressive potential for growth despite its small size. The magazine says Charlottesville's strongest drawing points may be UVA and the Blue Ridge Mountains. Money Magazine chose 5 U.S. cities based on job opportunities, affordable housing, quality of public education, cultural offerings, and an attractive setting. And that's the news this morning.
Obviously, they weren't on 29 at 5 in the afternoon.
That's right. It's not so pretty then.
No, it's not. Okay, thanks, John. The forecast this morning from meteorologist Greg Fischel says nice day for Charlottesville and all around here. Sunny with a high temperature of 42-45. Right now, wait, it's going the wrong way. It's 19 at the Weather Center. Oh, FM 96.7 with music from Chicago. We're at 21 before 8 o'clock.
We've bad news this morning.
Uh-oh.
From the healthcare industry.
Oh, no.
Humana Incorporated, a leading hospital chain, has announced it will have to lay off some employees at three Louisville hospitals because patients are dropping off. At least the numbers of patients are dropping off, which is bad news for them. This problem afflicts the whole industry at this time. Recent figures released recently by the American Hospital Association reveal a 7.7% decrease in patient days in hospitals for the first quarter of 84. So it's causing the hospital chains and hospitals in general to lose a lot of income, which is...
I heard Econo Lodge is going to open a hospital.
You're kidding.
Yeah. $21 a day, something
That's
like
right.
that.
Hey, by the way, speaking about bargains, you heard that the Russians have launched the, or not launched, but they're testing their new space shuttle.
Yeah.
That's not the news. The big news is the Japanese have also stolen our thunder. They've got their own space shuttle now. Cost only $4,999 and gets 2 light-years to the gallon.
Hey, Russ, I don't want to spoil the afterglow of Christmas for you, but do you realize that at this very
moment,
there are people all across the country taking you off their Christmas card list for next year?
Yeah, is that right?
Yep.
Why is that?
You didn't send them a card.
You're exactly right. I was wondering why I dropped off.
Yeah.
The numbers of Christmas cards dropped.
Yes, that's the reason.
How about you? You get
for
your
12 hours tomorrow at Shule Furniture, nearly everything goes at half price. From 9 till 9, all pictures, all mirrors, all room-size rugs, and selected bedding sets, occasional chairs and recliners, half price. $6 million sale, 9 to 9 tomorrow. Shule's in Orange.
Come on, America. Drive over to Firestone, because today you can get a front-end alignment for just $15.88. Mention WJMA and get an oil change, filter, and lube job for just $11.88. These offers limited to most import and American cars and up to 5 quarts of oil. While you're at University Firestone, check out the special prices on Triumph steel-belted radials starting at $28.95. Stop in today, University Firestone. Tell them you heard their specials on WJMA. University Firestone, Madison Road in Orange.
Have your Christmas film developed at Webster's of Orange and receive a free 5x7 color enlargement from a negative of your choice. Your Christmas memories deserve professional attention. Webster's of Orange takes pride in quality workmanship. Capture this holiday season for years to come with pictures professionally developed by Webster's of Orange. And remember, get your 5x7 color enlargement free and have it framed by Webster's of Orange at the Orange Park and Shop. The offer's good through January 2nd. Dot did it did dot did it did it did dot did it did dot did it did it did dot did it did dot did it did it did dot did it. Baby, come home to me. Did dot did it dot. I sent my baby a telegram asking to be a man. Begging her to come back home to me. Did dot. Oh, I dotted the I's and I crossed the T's. And I'm begging friends to please, honey, honey, come back home to me. Dip, dot, dip, dot. Baby, I want your love. Baby, I need your love. Honey, honey, come back home to me. Dip, dot. Got to have your love. Can't live without your love. Honey, honey, come back home. Your love.
da did da did it did it did da did it did da did it did it did da did did da did it did it did da did. Baby, come home to me. Did da did it did da.
Sounds kind of like an old record, doesn't it?
Sure does. You know, and you'll have to excuse me. I have to go out and do some clerical work for Mary here. She's
what?
She's doing working out of her home this morning.
That's not in your job description, is it?
I don't think she knows what her job
no,
is.
No, yours.
Mine?
Yeah.
No, it certainly isn't, but I'm doing this because she's going to come in and beat me over the head in years if I don't.
I thought it was some of the Christmas spirit. That
you know, I thought we got rid of one of them, and now we got another one working.
That's
here.
That's right. I don't know what the deal is. We'll have to talk to the personnel department.
I think department. You ought to fire her. Bugging us like this. Huh? What do you think?
We'll have to talk to Little about that. He's in charge of those folks.
Tell him to get rid of her.
Okay, it's just the second time she called this morning, isn't it?
I know. It's starting to bother me.
Mm. Hey, did you hear about the kids that are upset about Christmas? They said that the kids next door got more than they did. And they have fired off some protest letters to Santa Claus claiming discrimination. Mm. Already they found 27 lawyers who want to represent them.
I'll bet.
Via satellite, this is sports on the Virginia News Network. The NBA picks up steam this evening with 8 games on the agenda. The schedule reads Indiana at Washington, New York versus Atlanta, Houston at Milwaukee, the Los Angeles Clippers at Dallas, San Antonio at Denver, Kansas City at Utah, Boston at Phoenix, and Seattle and the Lakers meeting at the L.A. Forum. It does not pay to invite the Philadelphia 76ers over for Christmas. The Sixers spent yesterday afternoon at the Silverdome in Pontiac and left with a 109-108 victory over the Detroit Pistons. For more on NBA action, here's Jim Lounsbury.
Moses Malone hit for 28 points. Andrew Toney got 22 to lead Philadelphia to its 13th win in the last 15 games. With that decision, Philadelphia moves to within one game of idle Boston in the NBA's Atlantic Division. In 3 night games, it was Cleveland over Atlanta 109-106. Portland sank Golden State 106-97. And New Jersey down the Knicks 120-114. Bernard King got 60 points for the Nets, 40 in the first half. In college basketball, chalk up another victim for Tiny Chaminade. Yesterday, the Giant Killers of college basketball posted a stunning 71-70 win over number 6 and previously unbeaten Southern Methodist. That win came at the Chaminade Classic in Honolulu. And 18th-ranked Maryland edged Iowa 70-68 in overtime at the Rainbow Classic in Honolulu. I'm Jim Lounsbury.
I'm Tim England in Richmond.
Eden Sport in Madison has been around since the creation of the Model A, and you know why? Because for 55 years, nobody's offered a better deal on a brand new Ford than Eden Sport. That's right, nobody's been doing it longer or better than Eden Sport in Madison. No second guesses, no hemming, no hawing, just the best rock-bottom price and the best trade-in deal. The best overall price on the new Ford you want. For experience and the best deal around, Eden Sport in Madison.
If you use insulin, here's important news from your neighborhood Cardinal Drug Centers. Now, you can get unequaled comfort with the BD Microfine 3 insulin syringe needle, the thinnest, sharpest needle you can use. Studies prove that insulin users feel the remarkable comfort of the Microfine 3 needle, available only on BD insulin syringes and recommended most often by doctors, nurses, and pharmacists. A box of 100 is only $14.99, and a $2 manufacturer's rebate is also available at all Cardinal Drug Centers.
Nobody tells the Virginia basketball story better than the Capital Sports Network. This is Mac McDonald inviting you to join us for each exciting game, home and away. Brought to you in part by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Virginia, People's Drug, Investors Savings and Loan, and by Quench, the natural thirst quencher. Follow the Cavs on the Capital Sports Network.
College football resumes its postseason derby with the inaugural Freedom Bowl scheduled tonight in Anaheim, California. The game features 20th-rated Texas and unranked Iowa. Longhorns are 7-3-1 and point to All-America defensive tackle Tony Digret to lead the charge. Digret earlier won the Lombardi Award as college football's top lineman. The Hawkeyes enter the game with a 7-4-1 record and rely on strong-armed quarterback Chuck Long. A young man by the name of Jerry Rice played college football at Mississippi Valley this year. Yesterday, he was the most valuable player in the 47th annual Blue-Gray Classic at Montgomery, Alabama. Rice hauled in scoring passes of 14 and 60 yards to spark the South to a 33-6 rout of the North. This is sports on the Virginia News Network.
Greg Fischel in the Weather Center says for today, a sunny day with a high temperature about 45 to 50, but right now it's just 20 at the Radio Orange Weather Center.
She's simply awesome.
Music from Billy Ocean and Caribbean Queen. We're 8 away from 8 o'clock this morning.
When Boston City Councilman Albert L. O'Neill appeared on Dick Sinnott's phone-in radio talk show, the topic was all kinds of abortions were being performed at Boston City Hospital is what the gist of the thing was, and some people were upset about it. And some people were complaining because a lot of this activity was illegal up there, the way it was being done. O'Neill told a woman caller that he was very upset about it and would launch an investigation, declaiming, "I'll get to the bottom of this. May lightning strike me dead if I don't." A typical politician. May lightning strike me dead if I don't. Lightning did strike, hitting a transformer and knocking O'Neill and the station off the air.
Gilbert Implements in Orange is ready to meet and beat the competition with tremendous deals on John Deere tractors and combines, utility tractors, row crop tractors, four-wheel drive tractors. There are tremendous discounts on all of them. For qualified buyers, there are attractive finance waivers, too. Also on Titan combines, save thousands and thousands of dollars. Plus, there are finance waivers until the first of the 1985 use season for qualified purchasers. See Gilbert Implements in Orange today.
Have you noticed your floor is looking a little threadbare, or are they just plain bare? Well, maybe you'd like to change the looks of a room just for a change. One of the nicest ways to improve the looks of a room or a whole house is with the new flooring from Quality Carpets in Orange. Their prices are competitive, and they carry tile, vinyl, ceramic flooring, and area rugs. They do all the installation, too. Wouldn't it be nice to have a new floor for the holidays? Stop in at Quality Carpets today. Quality Carpets, Perry Plaza, Orange.
Notes on flowers and plants from Susan Wilson. After this, from Lacey's Florist.
Every gracious hostess knows that a dining table of
tree ornaments become wonderful memories for you and your children. An ornament from Lacey's Florist is a great way to brighten your tree and the faces of your family. Select from dozens of designs that charm and delight. All half price at Lacey's Florist. Enjoy them, and when your children have families, pass them on. Start a family tradition with Christmas tree ornaments, now half price, at Lacey's Florist, Orange.
Today I'd like to share with you some thoughts on how to set a prettier table with flowers. Each flower creates a different atmosphere with a mood all its own. Mums, for instance, have an oriental look. A linear display of three or so Fuji mums contribute to this exotic feeling. It's totally different, say, from two red roses embellished with sprays of fern in a porcelain bud vase. This sets the mood for romance. A wicker basket brimming with yellow and white mums and daisies is pure sunshine, perfect atmosphere for a picnic. The knack for selecting the flowers that are just right with your food is something like selecting the proper wine. With steak and other beef dishes that call for full-bodied red wine, flowers should be bold in color, large in size, and heavy in texture. But light, airy daisies, baby's breath, freesias, and delicate-toned roses complement light salads, chicken and fish, the white wine foods. During the summer, pastel colors are most appropriate, pink, yellow, white, and blue. During the winter, look for rust, orange, and red, the colors that warm you. These are just guidelines. Actually, there are no hard and fast rules for matching flowers with foods and seasons. If it's fall and you're suffering from spring fever, place a vase of lilies on the table. Each time you dine with these sunny flowers, it'll feel like spring is closer. So be a gracious hostess. Whether you're serving salads, meat, poultry, or fish, beautify your table with a sumptuous and appropriate arrangement of flowers. This is Susan Wilson speaking with you about flowers and plants on behalf of the American Florist Marketing Council.
We're 4 minutes away from 8 o'clock, FM 96.7. Here's music from George Benson. 20 degrees at the Weather Center this morning. Forecast says a sunny day with a high 45 to 50.
All is taking you for granted. Never saw it from your point of view. Blinded by the double standard. You were trying to tell me all along. Something in the love was missing. Chance, I'll get it right.
girl, you're gonna see some changes. If I knew back then what I know now, if I understood the what, when, why, and how, now it's clear to me what I should have done. But the hindsight is 20/20, 20/20 vision. Taking time to catch up on some history, trying to figure out what went wrong with you and me. And it doesn't really matter what's been before, but I know there's no future with you walking out.
FM 96.7, 2020 from George Benson at WJMA, FM and AM Radio Orange, 8 o'clock news, brought to you by Altman Furniture Company on Bird Street in Orange.
UPI News, I'm Howard Dykus. It is the day that gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, many happy returns. It is the day we head to stores with clothes that don't fit and books we've already read. And it is the first day of the annual bargain hunting season, the icing on the cake for retailers who've already done a good Christmas season's worth of business. It is the day after, and stores have extra personnel coming in to handle your needs and their profits. From London, UPI Radio's Marie Dilge reports one store is going to great lengths to get you to go to great distances.
For the first time in nearly 55 years, Harrods is taking out a full-page ad in a New York newspaper. Harrods' confidence that American customers will go for the bait is spurred by the record strength of the dollar against the British pound and lower airfares between New York and London. A Harrods spokesperson says the exclusive department store is going after a certain type of American customer.
The sort of person who appreciates the sort of quality goods that Harrods sells, and probably in particular British goods that maybe they can't get so much of in the States.
But the only way to cash in on the after-Christmas bargain is to fly to London. Officials say no mail or telephone orders will be accepted during the sale. Marie Dilge, London.
Two bomb explosions have hit downtown Tehran. The first last night wounded more than 50 people, four of whom died from their injuries. This morning's blast caused a lot of damage to cars and storefronts. Iran blames the United States, but it's thought a more likely culprit is Iraq, retaliating for bombings in its capital, Baghdad. 14 Americans have died in Christmas fires, and the National Safety Council's estimate that 470 people would die this holiday in car wrecks has already been exceeded by three, with more accident reports expected to be filed by police this morning. California, Texas, and Colorado are the states that reported the greatest number of accidents. This is UPI News.
Excuse me, miss, but the store will be closing in 5 minutes.
That's fine. Don't mind me.
But you don't understand. You can't
stay. Do you have another blanket?
But, lady, this is Altman Furniture Company. You can't
stay. Yes, I know, but I'm just going to test sleep the new Kingsdown mattresses
but
tonight.
But, please, you can't stay
I've
in the store.
I've decided that this is the time for me to buy my new Kingsdown, since
well,
you folks here at Altman's have reduced them 50%.
But
the only decision I have to make is which model I want.
But, lady, please.
Listen, for the first part of the night, I'm going to try the Monarch Edition. Then at 2, I'm going to move on to the Kingsdown 80th Anniversary Edition. At 5, I'll try that wonderful posture elegance over there.
Lady,
and by the time you get back in the morning, I'm going to have my decision made. Now, about that blanket.
Yes?
Oh, listen, when you come in tomorrow morning, bring me a cup of coffee, please. Cream and 2 sugars and one more thing.
Yes, ma'am?
Turn the light off on your way out.
Kingsdown full set as low as $179 at Altman Furniture Company, Bird Street in Orange.
Good morning, I'm John Lee. In today's headlines, George Smith, the man in charge of converting the Montpelier estate from a private home to a public shrine, says the National Trust for Historic Preservation is still surveying the property to see just what it has. The statewide lottery bill will once again be before the 1985 General Assembly, and almost triple the amount of people died on Virginia's roads during the 1984 Christmas holiday than in 1983. In sports, it's back to the practice field today for the Washington Redskins as they prepare for their National Football League playoff meeting with the Chicago Bears. The Bears, meanwhile, have fled the cold of Chicago for Atlanta for their practices, and Georgetown is the unanimous choice for the top spot in the Associated Press college basketball poll for the second week in a row. The Hoyas picked up all 56 first-place votes in the latest poll to finish well ahead of number 2, Duke.
News sponsored this morning by Altman Furniture Company on Bird Street in Orange. Here's Greg Fischel's forecast.
Our forecast for today across the state, lots of sunshine and pretty normal, if you will, for this time of year. Highs mostly in the 40s to near 50. Then tonight, mostly clear in the south, a little bit of cloudiness moving into the northern part of the state. Temperatures tonight mostly in the 30s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy in the north, mostly sunny in the south, and warmer. Highs most spots in the 50s, maybe touching 60 as you head to the south and west. Looking ahead to Friday, Saturday, and maybe Sunday, that's when the warmest air will be here. At that time, highs in the 60s to near 70 will be common across the state of Virginia, and we really don't expect much in the way of a chance of rain before sometime Sunday or Sunday night at the absolute earliest. This is meteorologist Greg Fischel at the Weather Center.
Right now, 20 degrees at FM 96.7.
I can wait another day until I call you. Got my heart on a string and everything a flutter, but another lonely night might take forever. We've only got each other to blame. It's all the same to me, love. Know what I feel to be right. No more lonely nights. No more lonely nights. You're my guiding light. Day or night, I'm always there. May I never miss the thrill.
There's music from Paul McCartney, FM 96.7, 9 after 8 o'clock this morning. Make yourself happy. Enjoy the delicious seafood buffet Wednesday and Friday nights and horse feathers.
9 minutes after 8 o'clock. We have a little story here. It's a... This story is rather old, but it's a true story. Stop me if you've heard it. When a young English couple tried to buy a home in the country, the local vicar showed them through a house but failed to show them the bathroom. They later contacted him, asking where the WC was located. Have you heard this one, Ross?
Not yet.
Okay, they asked him where the WC was located. His response, the WC is about 7 miles from the house. This is rather unfortunate if you're in the habit of going regularly. It's made to seat 300 people, and the committee has decided to install plush seats to ensure greater comfort.
This is interesting.
The last time my wife went was 3 weeks ago, and it was so crowded she had to stand all the time. I myself never go at all.
They were probably kind of puzzled by the answer.
He went on to say there are special facilities for ladies presided over by the minister who is glad to give assistance that they require. Now, the vicar, they were confused. He was confused, too. He thought the WC referred to the Wesleyan Church.
Huh.
You could say he was plumb wrong.
You sure? All right. Birthdays. Hey, we have a few birthdays from yesterday.
Sissy Spacek.
In addition.
Our neighbor was...
Her name's not on the calendar.
Uh-oh, well, she can't win a prize, then.
Nope. Sorry, Sissy. Got to get your name on the calendar. Or you could write to us, and we'll include your postcard. Mary Nelson had a birthday yesterday. So did Jeff Garrett, Anna Kaysen, William Breeden, Joseph Kuby, Wanda Miller, Bridget Morris, Bob Schwartz, Boo McDaniel, and Annie Lou Coppage. Okay, moving right along to today. Here it is, the day after Xmas. And birthdays today for Lee Thompson, for Louise Whiteside, Georgiana Fowler, Glenn and Kathy Jones celebrating an anniversary today. Kim Harris has a birthday, so does Ferris Hovey II, Luke Payne, and Holly Vass. And the winner is...
Looks like it's going to be Holly Vass.
All right. Holly has a week between now and the day... What'll next week be? It'll be the 2nd, I guess?
2nd, yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Next year... to stop by Lacey's Florist in Orange and pick up your complimentary birthday flowers. And if you're not going to appear on either the Orange or Madison Business and Professional Women's Calendar, a letter or postcard to Russ here at the radio station will get you on the calendar. What else?
That's about it. Sissy Spacek had a birthday yesterday.
That's right.
And that's about it.
Tomorrow is going to be Marlena Dietrich's birthday.
Is she still living?
I don't know.
Wasn't she...
Well, sick the news department
on
that one.
We'll have to maybe interview Marlena if she's still with us.
Here's our Christmas tree disposal tip for the day. Leave the tree up a couple of more days and it'll be much easier to vacuum up than take down.
How many people vacuum up their Christmas trees? What
just,
do you mean?
Just leave it a few more days and you'll find out.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow, 9 till 9, at Shule Furniture's $6 million sale. Shule's is closed today, getting ready, making major reductions on appliances, wood heaters, vinyl rugs, stereos, TVs, even Sealy bedding. 12 big hours tomorrow, nearly everything at Shule sells for half price.
Partying is great, it can be cool and it can be fun. Driving afterwards isn't cool and it isn't fun. It only takes one drink too many to kill someone. Maybe yourself, maybe your best friend. Do yourself a favor, live until the next party. Don't drink and drive. Stay alive for 85. This message is brought to you by the Students Against Drunk Drivers, Orange County High School, and FM 96.7.
We didn't get George Bicker's card in time. George had a birthday yesterday.
The post office was closed.
Yeah, but she mailed the card Saturday, but in the Christmas rush...
Sunday, Monday. We probably didn't go get the mail Monday. Pat was off.
You think so? That's probably what it is. Well, George's card didn't get in, but his mother phoned in and says George had a birthday yesterday.
He wouldn't have won the flowers anyway.
No, he didn't win.
Just in the system we have, it was not in the slips of paper.
Wasn't in the cards.
Well, there's slips of paper in a little plastic cup.
So
not
George
very
wouldn't
fancy.
Have won anyway.
No, he wouldn't.
Fine.
But he had a birthday.
He had a birthday.
Yesterday.
His mother says that it was a big event, a Christmas day, many years ago when George was born. And she's still excited about it.
I bet. They're the folks who call themselves Band Aid. And do they know it's Christmas? And all proceeds from that song are going to benefit the famine relief in Ethiopia. The record, incidentally, is on the Columbia label, and there was an ad in one of the trade mags last week, I think, from Warner Brothers saying, buy their record.
Do you know where you would send contributions if you wanted to, you know, send something over to Ethiopia? Do you have any idea? I was thinking about that yesterday as I was looking at that all that food, you know, and I said, boy.
How about CARE?
CARE, or maybe the what, the Catholic Relief
sure,
they people? They ought to have 800 numbers, I guess.
I would think so.
Yeah.
We ought to check into that and find
ought
out.
Ought to. I thought maybe you would know.
No. Sorry.
Catholic Relief or CARE, I think, would be two good ones, though.
Probably if you, you call a minister, they might at least have a line on their church body that could help you.
Probably so.
We got our minister an interesting gift for Christmas, one of those fancy digital watches. Runs fast only on Sundays.
That's good.
Santa brought you a brand new VCR, but what about movie rentals? Did he send you to Colonial Video? They've got a membership that fits your pocketbook, and all you have to do is mention WJMA. Do that, and you can get a year membership for $9.95 or a lifetime membership for $19.95. Colonial Video has a great selection of the latest flicks, and on Mondays, members can rent one movie and get another one free. If Santa forgot you, they rent VCRs too. Stop by Colonial Video, mention WJMA, and see what happens. Colonial Video in Rutgersville.
Get a lifetime movie club membership, including 12 free movie rentals for just $29.95 from Cinema Plus and Orange. That's right, a lifetime Cinema Plus movie club membership plus 12 free movie rentals for the unbelievable low price of $29.95. Hurry today, Cinema Plus, Main Street, Orange.
FM 96.7 music from Jennifer Warnes. Could It Be Love? 23 after 8 o'clock. The forecast from Greg Fischel in the Weather Center says a nice day, sunny with a high 45 to 50. I just had to open the shades out front. I don't know why they close them here and keep all the sun out.
I don't know either.
Do you know what I found out there?
No.
Two sticks of butter left over from the Christmas party.
Hey, I guess those shades have been closed for what, a week now.
Yeah.
Yeah, fortunately it's been cool.
Yes.
Probably a little rancid by now, though. A holiday wish for you from Newton Sparks, Martha Jean Jacobs, and Susie Conley at Frey Insurance. May this Christmas season bless you with everything that is good. Good times, good friends, and good health. And may this Christmas leave behind only good memories to treasure. Happy holidays to everybody from Frey Insurance in Orange. Talking about holidays and good times and all that, the friends had a real surprise for Stockport, England police officer Brian Sears. He went to church thinking he was going to attend a friend's wedding, but the wedding turned out to be his own, as he discovered after fellow cops handcuffed him and hauled him to the altar, where the blushing bride waited. 100 guests cheered, applauded. They thought it was great. The blushing groom got married without a struggle. He had, after all, given her the engagement ring 10 months ago, and she said enough was enough. So she said, I did this to him. He surprised me with the engagement ring. I had to foot the whole bill for the thing and the wedding reception, but it was worth it just to see the look of surprise on his face. Now, the reason this guy did not get married earlier is because when he gave her the engagement ring, he had not yet sampled her cooking. Now, after that, after he had sampled her cooking, he had a change of heart and didn't want to tell her about it. They asked him how bad her cooking was, and he was polite about the whole thing. He said, she's not too much of a cook, you know. You can't be too much of a cook when you can teach her meatloaf to fetch.
Time I feel I'm losing my mind.
James Ingram, Kim Carnes, and Kenny Rogers, and What About Me? Here's the trivia question for the morning. We'll get Russ's answer coming up after the news. What was the name of the group that Kenny Rogers and Kim Carnes both performed with? A stumper for John, too, perhaps. News is brought to you by Madison Drug Company, and here's John Lee.
Good morning. The current temperature is 21 degrees. It's going to be sunny today with a high temperature between 45 and 50. After a year-long and expensive legal battle, the Montpelier Estate is in the hands of the National Trust for Historic Preservation. And George Smith is the man in charge of converting Montpelier from a private estate to a public shrine in honor of its former owner, James Madison. Smith has been on the grounds of Montpelier for nearly 2 months now. He says the National Trust is still in the survey and research phase, trying to figure out just what it has.
What is implied by the 2,700 acres, the 9.5 miles of paved road, the four bridges, the 500 acres of pasture, the 450 acres of cropland, 1,700 acres of timber, the in excess of 100 structures, over 40 dwelling houses, Montpelier Supply Company, a store, a gas station, a railroad station, a post office, you name it, it's here.
Also, Smith says the DuPonts are busy moving out, taking furnishings and other belongings of the home's last private occupant, the late Marion DuPont Scott. This is the first of a six-part series on the Montpelier estate. Part two will be aired at noon, 3:30, and 5:30 this afternoon. BEPCO's Orange District reports that it spent over $2.6 million in 1984 on electric service for the area. BEPCO serves 10,600 customers in Orange, Louisa, Culpeper, and Flavanna counties. District Manager Stanley Cron says the completion of a new 230,000-volt substation was the highlight of major projects by BEPCO in the Orange District in 1984. It's time that Virginia increases revenue by jumping on the statewide lottery bandwagon, so says Virginia Beach Delegate Billy O'Brien. He'll once again introduce lottery legislation in the General Assembly. In past years, it's been voted down. O'Brien says some citizens in the Commonwealth are crossing over the state's borders to play the lottery in neighboring states and D.C.
D.C. has it, West Virginia has it, and Maryland has it. And it's apparent to me that a lot of our tax money is going to support their schools and police. So I think maybe we ought to let the citizens vote on it.
O'Brien's legislation calls for a referendum putting the statewide lottery question on the ballot. You're listening to news on Radio Orange.
Today we're talking with Jim Lamar, owner and pharmacist of Madison Drug Company, also a Green Pharmacy in Stanardsville. We're discussing poison prevention, poison control. And Mr. Lamar, my question today is this. We hear a lot about poisonings. How many of those poisonings occur to youngsters? Is it a large percentage or just small?
Of course, we have a large number of small children who ingest poisons, and probably the most frequent time is around 11:30 in the morning and around 4 o'clock in the evenings. It seems that when the children are beginning to get hungry, they think about putting something in their mouths.
For all your prescription drugs and over-the-counter medicinal needs, depend on the friendly pharmacists at Madison Drug Company, Main Street, Madison, and Green Pharmacy, Main Street, Stanardsville.
A recent survey shows that female politicians in Virginia don't feel that the candidacies of Geraldine Ferraro and Edith Harrison made much impact in the state. Laura Glass reports.
51% of elected women officials in the state don't think that the losses suffered by Harrison or Ferraro hurt women's chances for political office in Virginia. A survey by the Virginia News Network and WRNL shows that most thought that Ferraro had little or no impact on the ticket showing at all. 95 women holding elected offices in the state were polled. 52 responded. In a partisan breakdown, almost half of all Democrats responding said that Ferraro had no impact. 30% said she helped. Their Republican counterparts were split between no impact and saying she hurt it, 43% for each. Republicans, Democrats, and Independents all agree that the wide margin loss suffered by Edith Harrison is not considered a problem.
As the Christmas holiday period officially came to a close at midnight Tuesday, state police said at least 20 people have died in traffic accidents during the long weekend. Police say the number is almost triple what it was last year, when the holiday period spanned only 3 days. Adult illiteracy cost taxpayers $294 million last year. That's according to the Virginia Department of Education. The department says it costs so much because there's a link between educational levels and welfare and prison rates. The state education department says nearly 38% of Virginians over the age of 25 don't have a high school diploma, and about 22% have less than 9 years of school. And that's the news this morning.
News sponsored by Madison Drug Company. Forecast from Greg Fischel in the Weather Center says expect a sunny day today with a high 45 to 50. Right now it's 22 degrees at the Weather Center. Reunited. There's music from Peaches and Herb, FM 96.7, 21 before 9 o'clock. Russ, you have one answer for us, but not the other.
One answer. I'll give you the one I know.
You missed the trivia question then.
I didn't even hear it.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead with yours.
No, go ahead with that.
Okay, you can consider this while you're giving us the other answer.
I'll probably know it.
Okay, Kim Carnes and Kenny Rogers, both successful solo artists, but they once were with the same group.
Hold on a second. I'll give you this, and I know what it was as well as the... As well as I know anything. We do have an answer, however, on where to send contributions or donations to the Ethiopian people to buy food for them. In the event you are not a Catholic, some people say they're reluctant to send things to contributions to other religious... Catholic Relief is one, by the way, is one. But also, if you're Protestant, you can send it to the Methodist Church. It's the Global Food Crisis Advance. I guess if you're agnostic, you can send it to the Methodist Church. It's all right. Global Food Crisis Advance. Here's the address now. Global Food Crisis Advance, General Board of Global Ministers, 475 Riverside Drive, room 1439, New York City, 10115. Now,
why don't you just call us and we'll read it to you slowly.
We can read
over
it
the
to
phone.
You. Also, there's another way. You can give it to the local minister. But to keep it out of the general collection plate, you have to put the account number on your check, which is 982500-2. But like you say, if they want to know it, we'll write it down. I'll even type it out so everybody can read it.
That's pretty good.
The name of the group was,
That's right. you got the first part.
Golly, I can't even remember. It was back in the 60s.
Yeah?
Give me the first letter.
N.
The new...
Yes.
Seekers. No.
No.
It was the new colony. No. One new colony.
You're right.
Six.
You got the first letter of the next name.
New something with a C.
Yep.
Give me the next letter. Spell it for me, will you?
Come on. C H.
The new. Golly, I can remember it just as well as I
Christy?
Can.
Christy?
New Christy Minstrels.
You're right.
Thank you.
That's a terrific
You know, I've
there.
Gotten, for yesterday, I got the Solid Gold Trivia, music trivia game, too.
Hey, did you?
That'd be a good one. We ought to get, everybody except Goodwin can play.
That's right. Well, he could play if he doesn't use his index cards.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right. Exactly.
19 till 9 o'clock, FM 96.7.
Have you noticed your floor is looking a little threadbare, or are they just plain bare? Well, maybe you'd like to change the looks of a room just for a change. One of the nicest ways to improve the looks of a room or a whole house is with the new flooring from Quality Carpets in Orange. Their prices are competitive and they carry tile, vinyl, ceramic flooring, and area rugs. They do all the installation too. Wouldn't it be nice to have a new floor for the holidays? Stop in at Quality Carpets today. Quality Carpets, Perry Plaza, Orange.
So, you didn't get the color TV that you wanted for Christmas, huh? Well, don't worry, because the inventory is high, so prices are low for the 5-day after Christmas sale at Greystone TV and Appliance. 13-inch RCA color TV, only $238. 19-inch RCA color sets starting at $288. 25-inch RCA color consoles, only $488. Most of these sets are backed by Greystone's 1-year parts and labor warranty and 5-year picture tube warranty. RCA after Christmas sale, Greystone TV and Appliance, Banco.
Leggett takes you on a new home direction during the Home Accents Winter White Sale.
On sale now during Leggett's Winter White Sale at Leggett of Orange, State Pride Caress Bed Pillows. Standard size, regularly $9, now $5.99. State Pride Luxury Foam Bed Pillows, standard size, regularly $21, now $14.99. At Leggett, Main Street, Orange.
Discover accents for a new home direction. The Home Accents Winter White Sale at Leggett.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream.
Cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load, a pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Wednesday's entertainment in the Watering Shed Lounge at Horse Feathers from Bop Cats. Quarter before nine, now at FM 96.7.
Giant, this is Bob Berger. It's becoming an annual event. Tiny Chaminade takes on the big boys, and the big boys go away mad. 2 years ago, it was Ralph Sampson in Virginia. Last season, Louisville got stung, and the Cardinals got the same treatment the other day. Last night, it was SMU's turn, the same SMU team that's ranked third in the country. Chaminade handed the Mustangs their first loss of the season, 71-70, on a last-second shot by Keith Whitney. It's like David against Goliath, but Chaminade coach Merv Lopes thinks everybody's about the same size.
So I don't put nobody on a pedestal. I keep everybody even with me, side by side. And if I have that in my thought, then nobody's in front of me, and I'm not in front of anybody. We're gonna play side by side. Everything's even from the beginning. I don't care, you know, who or what you are.
Oklahoma top Louisville 90-72. The Sooners are 6-3 and ranked 17th, while Denny Crum's Cardinals fall to 6-3 and right out of the rankings.
I was pleased with the effort. I thought we did some things real well. Some things we didn't do very well, but that's the nature of the game. That's how you learn.
Maryland's number 20, and also in Hawaii, and the Terps just got by Iowa 70-68. Jeff Atkins hit a 15-footer with no time left to win it. On an average night, it's tough enough to guard Bernard King, but on a night like last night, it's just impossible.
You don't look forward to it because you know that, you know, New York is going to give him the basketball every time on the floor, so that puts a lot of pressure on you defensively.
Buck Williams tried, but King scored 40 in the first half, and the Knicks led the Nets by 10. King was held to just 20 in the second half, and New Jersey came on to win 120-114. King's 60 points was the most scored in 6.5 years. The Nets' Michael Ray Richardson had a pretty fair night, too, 36 points for him. Elsewhere, Philadelphia held off Detroit 109-108, 28 for Moses. Sixers have won 13 of 15. Cleveland made it 4 out of 5, 109-106 over Atlanta, and Portland ended a 7-game losing streak, 106-97 over Golden State. Bob Berger, UPI Radio Sports.
When you sell or buy real estate, it's important to deal with a realtor that gets results. Jack Samuels Realty is that kind of company, a company that gets results. Farms, homes, country estates, there's no situation too large or small for Jack Samuels Realty to handle for you to good advantage. They've been doing business, after all, since 1913. Call soon, speak with Gene Ants, Winifred Hutchison, Dana Faulkner, Gene Cuby, Rev Scott, Jackie, or Jack Samuels. Jack Samuels Realty, Main Street, Orange.
Inner Sports this morning, sponsored by Jack Samuels Realty. It's 12 before 9 at FM 96.7.
I sing Noel, I sing Noel for children, for all little children who have no Christmas tree. I sing Noel, 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 for little girls who have no pretty dress to wear, little boys who have no teddy bear. I sing Noel for children, for all lonely children who cry on Christmas Eve. I sing Noel, 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 for little girls whose hands are trembling in the cold, little boys whose eyes are too soon old. May the newborn Savior turn his tender face to you. May he help us all to make this world a better place for you. I sing Noel for children, for all little children who have no Christmas tree. Let's all sing Noel, ring the bell of Christmas for all lonely children wherever they may be. Noel, Noel, come spend Christmas with me.
I Sing Noel, that's Tony Sadler and Ralph Young on Radio Orange. Right now it's 27 minutes past 8. You'd think the last thing that TV's Willard Scott would have anxiety attacks about would be going on television, but the popular weatherman of NBC's Today Show says those outlandish costumes he sometimes wear are not to entertain, but rather to cover what Scott calls his pain and humiliation. For that, he dresses like Carmen Miranda.
The National Enquirer of the Air.
Yeah.
Here we go.
In Scott's words, anytime I put on a dress, a costume, or a wig, I'm in great shape because I'm someone else. Scott told a recent conference of phobics and therapists that he handles nausea and shortness of breath by controlling his diet, avoiding coffee, and by praying before he goes on the air. He also has sought professional treatment, same kind of thing we do around here. Diet, relaxation, exercise, medication, and therapy are some of the treatments prescribed by phobics. People who structure their lives to avoid anxiety-causing situations. The Phobia Society of America estimates that some 20 million Americans suffer from at least one phobia.
Right.
And the rest of us are scared.
Some of them are like the fear of flying. As a matter of fact, Willard Scott flew on Digby Solomon Airlines the other day, and the stewardess pointed to him and said he may be used as a flotation device.
Well, I'm cutting wood with a Domar. Cutting's easy as it can be. Well, I'm cutting day and night, and that saw just getting right. Sax Domar is the saw for me.
In 1927, the best, most efficient saw in the world weighed over 125 pounds, was mounted on a tripod, took two men to operate, and proudly carried the name Dolmer. Today, Sax Dolmer chainsaws have won the international competition for 12 straight years. If you're cutting with a Sax Dolmer, you're cutting with the best. And Waugh Enterprises in Orange has one just right for your needs.
Well, I'm cutting wood with a Dolmer. Cutting's easy as it can be. Well, I'm cutting day and night, and that's all just getting right. Sax Dolmer is the saw for me. Well, I'm cutting day and night, and that saw's just getting right. Sax Dolmer is the saw for me.
See old hoss Don Watt, Waugh Enterprises, Route 20 in Orange at the windmill.
Hello, Santa's Workshop. Hold on a second. Could y'all keep it down back there, please?
Hi there. This is Susie again from Susie's Flower Basket. Where's Santa?
Well, Santa just can't seem to take himself away from all those great things you sent him. He wants to order some more.
Well, then, just tell me what he wants. Poinsettias, arrangements, wreaths. He can get them in fresh, grapevine, and straw. Or maybe Santa wants teacher's gifts, like our decorator canisters, Christmas balloons, and Santa mums.
How about some bows, too? Them dumb reindeer been playing a lot lately, and we're not sure what they did with them.
No problem. And for Mrs. Claus, we have old-fashioned ornaments to add to the tree, or she can decorate it with garlands, or even add finishing touches with jointed teddy bears and porcelain dolls. Just get your order in early.
Boy, I tell you, Susie, you're gonna keep busy with all this good stuff. Thanks, you're a big help.
Decorate your halls with the help of Susie's Flower Basket, Caroline Street in Orange. And it's 8:30 on WJMA, FM AM, Radio Orange. News sponsored by American Silk Mills Designer Fabric Shop behind the mill on Madison Road in Orange. With the news, here's John Lee.
Good morning. The current temperature is 47 degrees. It's going to be partly sunny today and a little cooler, a high temperature in the low to mid-50s. Orange, Madison, and Correction Department officials sat down yesterday and talked regional jail. The idea is for Orange, Madison, and Greene counties to share a prison facility. Orange Sheriff Bill Faulkner says the Corrections Department has offered to do a free study on the size, cost, design, location, and transportation needs of the proposed jail. But Faulkner says the state wants to first get approval from the three counties' boards of supervisors to do the survey. Why?
They have found in the past that if a survey has been requested by a local sheriff or by a county administrator, that they put months into the survey and the local board of supervisors doesn't know about it, and then the survey is done away with and never utilized.
Faulkner says the corrections department suggesting that the three counties build a 100-cell facility with an estimated cost of $4 million. There's a bill before the 1985 General Assembly that, if passed, would mean the state would pick up half the tab, $2 million. Faulkner says if the study gets the approval of the three counties' boards of supervisors, it'll take about 90 days to complete. Meantime, in Culpeper, the supervisors' jail committee yesterday unanimously approved preliminary drawings for the county's planned jail renovation. County Administrator Frank Bell says the next step is for the architects to bring back more detailed drawings. Prince William County Police say two people were killed in an early morning traffic accident in the westbound lanes of Interstate 66 in Manassas. Sergeant David Klein says one of the victims died at the scene and the other died en route to the Washington Hospital Center. Klein says both of the vehicles involved in the accident were completely burned. The names of the victims have not been released. The westbound lanes of I-66 were closed for several hours following the 4 a.m. accident. Fauquier County law officials are still looking for three men who held up the Warrenton branch of the Marshall National Bank yesterday. One of the men was carrying a gun, but no shots were fired and no one was injured in the incident. One police spokesman says the holdup was well planned and the men seemed to be professionals. The car the men were driving was last seen on Route 29 right after yesterday morning's robbery. An undisclosed amount of money was taken. You're listening to news on Radio Orange.
Bill Blass, Albert Niffin, Liz Claiborne, Jones of New York. What do they have to do with you? Well, a lot. Because the fabrics woven here in Orange at American Silk Mill go to their workshops. You might have seen the suits, the blouses, the dresses, and the prices. A pure silk blouse with matching skirt can sell for as much as $200 or more. You can make the same blouse and same skirt for as little as $12 with fabric from the Designer Fabric Shop behind American Silk Mill on Madison Road in Orange. This week, get fabric for holiday wear. Beautiful rich velvets in dark greens, burgundy, black, and a rich rainbow, only $5 a yard. Or a suit that will wear for years in wool or a wool and silk blend. You know how much you would normally expect to pay for a silk and wool worsted? Now it can be yours starting at $1.50 a yard. The American Silk Mills Designer Fabric Shop, offering you some of the world's most beautiful fabrics made right here on Madison Road in Orange, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Officials in the two towns in Orange County were talking about their sewage plants yesterday. Orange Town Manager Ed Lack says he met with the town's consulting engineer and a proposed contract on building the town a new sewage plant will be introduced at Council's January meeting. Gordonsville Mayor Charles Yeager and Town Superintendent Bob Hall met with their consulting engineer and the State Water Control Board in Richmond yesterday. Engineer Pete Tanzel says the first step is to do a facilities plan, which the state wants to see by February. Does he have time to do such a study? Tanzel says yes.
It's going to be a push on my part, but we told them we can do it. So I don't guess other than working late hours, we'll get it done.
Mayor Yeager says he came out of yesterday's meeting very well aware of the hurdles before Gordonsville in upgrading its sewage facility. He says the key issue was qualifying for grant money in June rather than waiting for 1986. Yeager says the money might not be there in another year because of budget cuts by the Reagan administration. A 20-year-old man has been charged with rape and robbery in one of 12 attacks on women that Richmond area police have linked to a man who calls himself the Black Ninja. However, police said the suspects arrested last night was not charged in any of the 11 other cases. And Richmond police say a dog theft ring in which five teenagers allegedly stole animals to use to fight other dogs for sport has been broken. Police said the youths, ages 13 to 16, had stolen at least 10 dogs in Richmond's Churchill area since April. And a political scientist who suggested that Democratic prospects in 1985 could be doomed by State Senator Doug Wilder's run for lieutenant governor is, quote, in danger of becoming the Dr. Shockley of Virginia. That was the opinion of a consultant to Wilder's campaign. Paul Goldman says University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato was a friend of his, but he says he was saddened by Sabato's assertions concerning Wilder, who is black. Sabato says he's disgusted that Goldman would make such a statement. Sabato used the phrase completely reprehensible to describe Dr. William Shockley's theories that whites are genetically superior to blacks. And that's the news this morning.
And the news sponsored this morning by the American Silk Mills Designer Fabric.